This is US 99.
Hey, this is Jordan.
Jordan Davis, how are you, buddy?
What's up, buddy? Dude, doing good, man. Sorry, just I'm a little late, but we've been running wide open this morning.
You are the country star. You call whenever you want to.
Yeah.
It sounds like, are you in the studio right now? Where? Are you, what's all that music behind you?
I'm in rehearsal. Sorry, I just had to walk away from it. My guys are in there. They love to play those guitars loud, man.
Uh-huh. And we get to see you in 3 days, and you're opening the tour in what, like 2 days? Are you nervous yet?
Nah, man, I'm excited. I mean, I'm ready to get back out. You know, it's good. We've had the holiday, and we always had that break, and now it's like you get to miss music and miss performance. So, like, now we're all, like, super pumped.
How did you spend New Year's? What'd you do?
I was holding a new baby. Yeah. My New Year's nights have changed as of November 24th.
Uh-huh. And your daughter's name is Eloise, is that right?
Eloise,
that's
yeah.
A beautiful name.
Thank you, man.
And so she's almost 2 months old?
Yeah, almost 2 months.
What has surprised you most in the last 2 months about being a new dad and figuring everything out?
You know, I expected it to take up a lot of time.
Yeah.
It's kind of shocked me. Like, it's pretty much a 24-hour thing.
Has there been one piece of advice from a family member or a bandmate or someone that stuck with you where you're like, man, that really helped me?
You know, we're still trying to figure that out.
Yeah. I have two kids. They're 12 and 10. And the best piece of baby advice I ever got was, when the baby sleeps, you sleep.
That's true. That is that's a good one. Yeah, you definitely sneak in sleep whenever you can.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the crazy thing, though. This is the weird thing about Eloise. Like, she sleeps unreal at night.
Yeah?
She will sleep. At 3 weeks, she was sleeping 9 hours.
See, you're saying that now. You're going to jinx yourself. Don't say it out loud.
Well, no. I mean, no. But here's the thing. The bad thing about that, nothing during the day.
Oh.
So, like, there's no naps. There's, like...
That's incredible.
She may take a 10 or 15 minute nap, like, mm-hmm. as you're like rocking her.
Right.
You stop rocking her, she wakes up and she's like, all right, I need to be doing something. So like it makes it really tough. Like I would rather, and I know that, and I've said this to like some newborn parents.
Right.
I would rather her wake up for like 3 hours
yeah.
in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
That way we could have like 3 hours to where one of us we don't have to be with her all day. You know?
Right. Because you're tag teaming the whole day. You're like, I just need a break.
Well, that's it. And so it's like, you know, if the wife is whooped, like, I'll take her for a couple hours and she goes upstairs and tries to take a nap. And then we just switch off. So it's like, it's amazing. I know I'm making this. And you know, you have two kids. But like,
yeah,
everything is amazing and it's awesome. But like, yes, it is. It's a life changer.
And your wife sounds like a really cool person off the bat because you were talking about her mentioning about football kickers. We could use her as a consultant for the Chicago Bears because we didn't make it to the playoffs last year because of a kick.
What is it about y'all's kicker? I feel like y'all finally figured out towards the last couple weeks of the year.
I know. But I still think they're going to bring in competition for him next summer.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's good, but I don't know, man. And I know this is crazy. Maybe y'all need to look into, like, the way air goes to y'all stadium.
Uh-huh.
Like, something's up.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's weird.
How are you feeling about the Titans versus the Ravens on Saturday night? Because you're probably going to be watching the game on the bus before you go on stage, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. You know.
Lamar is the MVP of the season.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, no doubt. Unanimous winner. I think the Titans had a great game, and I think they look great against the Patriots.
Yep.
My hopes aren't super high, and not because I don't think that the Titans are good. I mean, Derrick Henry's had an amazing year.
Yep.
The defense is solid, but I mean, I just don't see anybody that's going to be able to beat the Ravens. The Ravens are my Super Bowl pick, so I'm hoping for a miracle, but I'm not going to let the loss affect Saturday night. I can tell you that, or Sunday night. But no, it is Saturday night.
It is Saturday night. Yeah, Saturday the Titans night. Play on yeah. Saturday because it's the playoffs.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Well, we're going to see you Saturday night with Cassie Ashton. You've been at this a long time, songwriting, club shows. Do you ever take a moment to say, "I can't believe where I am now. I have all these fans. They know all my songs. I'm living my dream."
Yeah, I mean, this is actually kicking off like a huge kind of bucket list thing for me. We've toured a lot. You know, we've played Chicago a lot. We did the Smokeout. We've been there with Old Dominion. We've played this venue before as a first of three with David Nail 3 years ago. So to be back there.
Headlining.
I mean, as a headliner. And, I mean, I'm pretty sure. I think there may be some tickets left. Last I heard.
There's like 9 or 10. That's
yeah,
it.
So, I mean.
We're trying to get capacity. We're trying to set the record with you Saturday.
Hey, that's the stuff. Those are pinch me moments when you're standing inside stage in the same spot you were in 3 years ago, walking out there when nobody knows who you are, mm-hmm. where it's now, you know, you got a sellout crowd and one of your favorite venues to play, and they're there to see you. So, yeah, I mean, I get them all the time. This tour is going to be nothing but that, because we picked all these venues as places we have played before as support acts, and now we're coming back as a headliner.
And we're sort of kind of really jealous of you, because 2 weeks after you're here, you go to Crash My Playa in the middle of the Caribbean with great weather.
Yeah, man. Down there with Luke, man. I've had that show circled for a long time. I'm like, I've just been telling all my people, like, hey, I don't care if I got to call him. I don't care what I have to do.
Yep.
I want to do Crash My Playa. And he came through this year, so Luke put us on it, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
SPF 99 every day, Jordan. That's a deal.
Right.
Jordan Davis, what's something you do better than anyone else?
Grow a beard.
Right there.
I would think my beard growing skills, although I have nothing to do with that. I would go with that, though.
What's your least favorite chore around the house?
Washing, like, the baby bottles. This is a new one. Like, the new, like, after...
And you have to have the special brush for the nipples, too.
Yeah, man. It's just like and I don't mind washing dishes. Like, you know, dishes are fine, but, like, there's something about that where I'm just like, this isn't that cool.
What's the last app you downloaded on your phone?
I'm looking for a hunting lease. So the last one I downloaded was this. It's called Farms and Lands for Lease.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That is so unique.
Yeah, man.
I love that.
I'll tell you, we missed the app game. There's some crazy apps out there. Like, I never thought that app would exist, but I searched it, and they're like, yeah, looking for hunting leases? Here you go.
Aside from the birth of your child, because that's a given, do you have a favorite memory from 2019?
Take it from me, when it went number one. That was a huge one for us, just because I wrote it with my brother. So that was our first song. That was our first single together.
Right.
That was his first number one. That was a big night. And it just so happened, that's the crazy thing about that, the night it went number one, I was in Florida. He was in Charleston for the weekend with his wife and his kids.
Mm-hmm.
Randomly, and I promise you, this is totally randomly, me and my wife planned a trip to Charleston with our fingers crossed that it would be number one.
Oh,
so
wow.
We were able to have breakfast with him.
No way!
That the morning it went, we found out it went number one Sunday.
That's some type of karma happening right there.
Dude, it was crazy, man. So we got to celebrate. They were like basically passed them, us leaving the airport, them coming to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
We passed them, stopped at this little breakfast spot, and celebrated. So that was a really, really cool day.
Well, I'm a huge fan of you. The Home State album, I downloaded on my Spotify so that even if I'm offline, I get all the songs.
Oh, thanks, man. That's awesome.
My favorite song on the album, which is on repeat, and I've done it so many times, is So Do I. There is something about that that it just gets me. Your voice and the melody and the words together.
Well, I sure appreciate that, man. Thank you very much. And we're looking forward to Saturday night, man. It's going to be... This has been one of the toughest set lists we've had to make, because, I mean, I love Home State, and it's been really tough to kind of to knock songs off of it.
You know? Mm-hmm.
We're trying to play some new stuff and get some new songs in there. But, man, we love those songs so much. So we might have to have an encore Saturday night to try to squeeze everything in.
Well, duh, especially if you, like, have your favorite karaoke song that you want to sing as well, right?
Absolutely.
What is your favorite karaoke song?
I do Burn by Usher.
Really?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm a huge Usher fan.
See, there's a surprise. We might get that on Saturday night. We'll have to show up and see.
You never know.
Well, we love you in Chicago, and we hope you have a great first night on Friday night. We'll see you Saturday at Joe's Live in Rosemont, and we wish you all the best in the world this year.
Thank y'all so much. We'll see y'all Saturday.
Take care, Jordan.
Thank you.